This is Trevor Cars. I'll talk about learning. You know, the top people in the world read voraciously. They read a book a week. And they're humble in their knowledge, and that they're always looking to learn more from others. They never claim to know the answers. How many books do you read per month? Per year? How many educational videos do you watch? How much do you learn from others? I've talked about how the education stops for many. Once they graduate, they stop learning. They start consuming useless news content. Content that doesn't help further their mind. So there is that big question. Question is, what is it that you're learning? What is it that you're absorbing to help you grow? If you don't learn, you become stagnant. And then if you become stagnant, you're actually regressing. As everyone else is learning in front of you, they're getting ahead of you. As new generations form and they get older, they learn, you fall into the darkness and you disappear. As you become irrelevant, if you do not learn, learning is always, always evolving. The world is always changing. You need to stay on top of it to be at the top of your game. You need to never, ever say that you are the expert. Someone else will come along and know more than you, will know something you do not. The minute you say you're an expert, you feel entitled to just know everything. You feel entitled like you are some special person. No, you are a learner. You must learn. Daily. It helps to be a student, a lifelong student, and have mentors, friends, coaches who help guide you, whether it be face to face or online. You have a core group of people who you turn to help guide you. Having that group of people to propel your success forward, to keep you accountable, it's very powerful to have. You will make mistakes in your life. And your willingness to learn from your mistakes will help you grow greater than anything else. For one, you had the courage to make a mistake. You had the courage to fail, to accept failure. And two, you had the willingness to learn from those mistakes and failures. And that is going to help you grow beyond anything else. For it is practical, real life experience that you have put yourself through. And that is irreplaceable. In schools, students lack their real life experiences. 4 years of classroom study, 4 years of listening but never applying in the real world. That's how most college and university students are. So when they graduate, they have learned nothing of the practical world. Or I suppose you could call it the impractical. And because it's impractical, that is perhaps why colleges and universities choose not to educate around what they cannot control. As in the real world, you will experience obstacles outside of your control, and it will be your job to learn, to overcome obstacles. In your relationship, when you make a mistake, you must be fully willing to apologize and learn and say, I will be better. It is your job, not your significant others. As you cannot change others, you must change yourself. You must improve yourself. And by continuous learning, you will. Acceptance that you are human, acceptance that you can make mistakes, that you are willing to make mistakes and learn. That is important. For if you make continuous mistakes that are of the same type, you're not learning. You're just accepting your mediocrity. And you must learn. You must move past your mediocrity. Otherwise, you will never grow, and you'll never be able to provide more value than you currently do if you do not learn. The more you learn, the more experiences you experience, the more you can teach others, the more you can help others, the more you can really guide others and coach others. And that brings value. Your degree, your diploma, is the significance of your educational prowess, your ability to provide knowledge and value on the surface. But then it is your job to put that knowledge to use, to learn. The next step is up to you. Whether you say, I did not enjoy university, did not enjoy learning, or I enjoyed it, and I will continuously learn. Learn the topics that I really care about and excel in my field. is up to you. But I encourage you to learn. And today, you can now learn with video, with audio, with imagery, with YouTube videos, with words, blog posts. You have more information at your fingertips to learn the way that you learn best. So everyone is different. I learn best with audio. And then if I have the ability to put my entire attention towards something, then video would give me the most and quickest learning value. And that is just myself. Everyone is different. You may enjoy words. You may connect. And your brain might connect well with words. Therefore, you should be reading. Learning some kind of educational material is critical to your growth, to your improvement. Don't waste your evenings and your mornings not learning. Those are opportune moments to absorb and become more knowledgeable. Switch your mindless activities to learning activities to really excel and get ahead. For learning will solve your problems, will solve your inadequacies. Don't know how to be healthy? Learn about diet and nutrition. Learn about exercise. Don't know how to be in a relationship? Learn how to be a better boyfriend or girlfriend. Learn how to date. The resources out there are endless. Don't know how to drive a car? Take lessons. Learn. Don't know a particular skill like woodworking or archery? Learn. Grab some wood, chisel away. Aim, fire. Figure out what you would like to learn and do it. As you now have the ability to. Online courses. Take an online course and learn anything. Training programs, seminars, webinars. You can become a brilliant person in your pajamas and never leave your house. Learning is your key to success. There is no shortcut. You must continually work hard at learning. Educate yourself. Continuously improve, learn.